In spite of what you have heard, we're at the height of our powers, atop the tallest of towers.
Still, never stop us.
Take my hand if you trust, and we will do what we must until it's turning out just like we planned.
We'll find a way so proud.
Life is long, but our mojo's strong. And unless I'm wrong, and I'm not, we're at the height of our powers.
You approach the Amphiba Fortress. It is a, you know, oh my God, I almost said bog standard.
That would be good.
Very appropriate.
Yeah, that would
be. Yeah, think of like a modern Pentagon government building kind of fortress, except for the swampy marsh moat and drawbridge. Not a building, giant moat.
Is the building fun look? I don't know if you've ever seen the Pentagon. It's the most boring building to look at in the whole world. Unless I guess you're looking at it from up top where you could really appreciate the novel shape of the building.
Yeah.
But from the outside, it's just like a four-story tall beige nothing.
Well, this is more of a two-story shade of green nothing.
Okay.
It does have a couple turrets.
Gun turrets or castle turrets?
That's
castle.
So important.
Castle turrets.
Mm-hmm. Can there be turrets in the turrets?
Turrets in the turrets. No. Maybe dang. Mud. Yeah, there's mud guns. How about that?
Mud guns
in the
sure,
turrets.
Man. I love it.
Yeah. So as you approach the Amphiba Fortress, tell me, Lyle, what are you feeling?
It's been a long time. I think 13 months.
That is what you said. Yes, 13 months.
Since they've had need of me. I think I'm noticing that it does seem a little bit smaller. You know what I mean? Than the last time I was here. And then I start thinking about, what was the last time I was physically in the building? No, I don't know that I have been here, actually. But I don't think I want to let on to that.
You've never Excellent. Been to the Amphiba
Fortress?
I don't
think they've actually ever had me come by.
Wow.
I don't know why they would need me
So
to.
You were in sort of a contractor part-time position?
So as an extreme firefighter, Axel Lyle was only called when it was an extreme fire related scenario.
Which doesn't happen, I imagine, with these wet heroes.
Yeah, he's more of an auxiliary player.
Okay.
And they haven't had need. So, like, why would he? It's not like they invite him back for beers or pizza after the crime fighting, you know what I mean? Although he would really like that.
It is important to note that there's actually also a basement here. The top floor, though, that you can see is, like, the housing quarters where everyone else on the Amphiba Force lives.
And remind me of those beloved friends again, Trent.
Of course. The leader is Sergeant Salamander. And then there's Cecily Ann, who is an amphibious worm woman. Trey Frog, who is a, poisonous tree frog man. And the Newt Brute, who is a big, hulking, strong newt man.
How much of your day...
Love his cereal. Love his cereal.
How much of your day, Trav, do you spend... just thinking of animal hero names.
Wait, here's the problem, Griffin. I wish I could do it during the day. It's when I close my eyes to try to sleep. That's when my brain's like, let's think about this, man.
Yeah.
You approach, the drawbridge is down, and as you approach, Sergeant Salamander throws open the door and says, "Oh, Axel Lyle, so good to see you. Come in. How long's it been, man? Hurry.
13 months.
No, that can't be right. No, I was going to
exactly
say like two
right.
weeks.
No, it's been 13 months, man.
Well, thank you for hurrying right over.
It's good to hear from you, though. You got some extreme firefighting action?
Well, come in. I'll brief you guys all on it. And, hey, welcome back, man. You know, I was going to... I'll give the other two a tour at some point, but, you know, you make yourself at home.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay, so here's the lowdown. Here's the problem I'm running into, man. Come in. Wipe your feet, please, if you guys wouldn't mind wiping your feet.
To get them, like, more slimy, or these guys are big on dry feet?
Well, no, it's clean in here.
I'm asking Travis.
This level, very clean.
Okay.
Though, also, very warm and muggy. Important to note.
Great.
Okay.
They keep the Amphiba Fortress very humid.
I just don't know why the surfaces of the buildings would not adapt to, like...
If there's slimy gentlemen inside the building, eventually it's going to... Like,
there's
how do
slimy
you
people.
Slimy people, okay. Then it seems like there would be a just a sheen of
there
constant
is,
slime.
So there's a bit of a Michael Sheen all over the place.
Okay, great.
More of a rainforest cafe vibe.
Well, Dad,
well, that's,
if you look
that's
at,
if in
you,
the basement.
If yeah. you look at the map, Dad, you'll see that there is a rainforest cafe in the building.
Okay.
All right. Here's the problem. All right. Oh, hi. By the way, Sergeant Salamander. What's your name, son?
Navy SEAL, not in the military.
Thank you for clarifying. And what about you, handsome? What's your name?
Moore. Roger. Moore.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
So are we doing this briefing in here in the entryway? Because I think there is a briefing room.
No. Come to the war room. Come to the... Let's do this.
Cool. Fish. Oh, man. I've always wanted to see this.
Wait, what?
What's that? What'd you say?
I've always wanted to see the war room.
And then I kind of like let a few steps back so I catch more up with Navy SEAL.
Again. I mean, again, to see it again.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It sounded like you'd never been here before for like a second.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be wild if they had never invited me?
I mean, yes, that would be hugely, I think, sort of toxic behavior from an organization such as this.
Yeah.
Roger's looking around to see if he sees any pictures of Axel Lyle. You know,
just posters of all of them on the wall.
On shelves or, you know, on the wall.
There are so many posters, so many pictures of Amphibophores. You maybe catch like one or two where you can see like Lyle half in the frame. You know, like, and let's be clear, it was the way it was matted. And
he was in the picture,
way,
but
right?
they included a mat that. Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes that just happens. You do your best, right?
All right. Come here. Sit around the table here, boys.
Okay.
So here's the problem. Right now, Trey Frog, well, he's at his semifinals for his bowling league, so he's not available. Cecily Ann is taking something called a Nebraskan cuisine cooking class, and then she's got drinks
that's
with friends. So she's not
that
available.
That is a euphemism.
I'm pretty sure.
But for what?
Exactly.
If you're into Nebraskan cuisine, you're twisted.
Let me just say this. If you know, you know.
I don't know.
But if you know, you know.
Do you know?
If you know, you know.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Do you need a drink of water? The new brood is on a week-long meditation retreat, so he's unavailable. And here's the problem. The oven's on the fritz, and the repair guy is coming tomorrow, and we're getting parts delivered sometime between 4 and midnight today. And we're pretty sure someone needs to be here to sign. And I just got invited to see Madam Actual Butterfly with Dragon Rider Galaxia.
Okay.
So you want us to take your tickets?
No, I'm going to need you to stay here and just kind of wait for the delivery and sign for it if they need it. You're a real hero, Axel Isle.
May I?
Yeah.
No, thank you. We're not house sitters. We're a team of, like, heroes, such as yourself. And
yeah, I emailed you. Remember the logo I made? I sent it to you. Did you get it, Sal?
Yeah, I got it. We've had our design team working on some different versions of it, just working on color schemes and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, a little bit of polish. That's cool.
And before you get confused, I'm not asking you to house sit. I'm asking you to house sit and pet sit, because someone's going to need to feed Mud Puppy and take him out. Take him out to go potty, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so you want to... I've actually never cared for, what is Mud Puppy again?
Mud Puppy, well, it's our team pet.
I don't even know what I'm looking at here, Trav.
Well, Mud Puppy, is a, well, actually, I
he's a mistake.
They're very similar. They're very similar to axolotls, except for a few key differences of where they live, how long they live. A Mud Puppy has four toes, where an axolotl has five. But this axolotl that you're looking at, this is like a dachshund-sized mud puppy who comes sliming up and rubbing against your guys'
sliming
ankles.
Up.
Sliming
what
up.
What a gerund.
I immediately look over at Axolotl, extremely concerned about the psychic load he must be feeling in this place he's never been invited to babysit actually, an unmutated version of himself.
So this is the thing. I'm much bigger. That's the main difference. So
yeah, we're looking at a goofy and a goofy Pluto situation.
Okay,
there.
Great.
A goofy Pluto situation. I don't. Ooh. I mean, I think that this is really rad. I'm feeling so cool about this, actually. Just to get to hang out here and sort of maybe like find us a place. I wonder if there's like a place in here. You guys have said for a long time there was no place to sort of set me up in the HQ, and now that I'm here, and as I'm passing like the Lazy River and the screening room and all the different facilities,
and an actual functioning Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah, I do wonder if you
not full scale.
Yeah,
important to know it's a scale down.
But you have
maybe
employees.
I can find a place to crash in here, sort of while we're poking around.
Yeah, if you need to take a nap or something while you're here, I totally understand.
Something
feel free to make yourselves at home down in the lower level.
You know, something a little more Kaiser Permanente.
Well, yeah, I think that's something we could definitely discuss. Yeah, all man, right. Take a look around and feel free to make yourselves at home down in the lower levels. You know, we've got all the spa stuff down there. We've got training stuff down here. You can watch a movie over in the screening room. You know, any leftovers or anything you guys want to eat over in the kitchen,
that's
go
nice.
For
they
it.
Actually have a really good leftover chef here.
Yeah, I mean, just remember the oven is on the fridge, so it'll mostly be, microwave stuff or ready-made stuff. You're not going to be able to, like, cook anything.
We will have run of the place, correct?
Yeah, don't
free
go
free reign.
Don't go up in the living quarters. That would be weird. But otherwise, yeah, make yourselves at home. Clean up afterwards. You know, be cool. And you hear outside a monstrous roar. And he opens the door. And he's like, oh, my ride's here. And you can see a dragon-like woman riding a dragon land on the street. And he's like, yeah, that's Galaxia, the dragon rider. She's taking me to the opera tonight. So you guys are all set, right?
It's incredible.
Is there a crime happening here that we are being tasked with, stopping or preventing?
We're just—it's an ounce of prevention, man. I don't know what you're having such a hard time understanding. We're just here to scare off any crime that would happen. Isn't that better than having to fight crime to stop it in the bud?
If that's how you feel, then let's do it, bro. Let's house it.
Nice.
Yes, bro, I agree.
He hands you the keys, Axelion, and he's like, all right, don't do anything I wouldn't do. And wash it on those stairs. Remember, take that last step seriously. You could end up breaking an ankle. Ankles! And he heads out and hops on the dragon.
What?
Waves goodbye, and Galaxia, the dragon rider, and the dragon, and Sergeant Salamander take off into the air.
I
know he doesn't have ankles.
I, Griffin, know that sometimes characters in this world do involuntary PSAs. Mm-hmm. Ankles feels like a stretch to me. Ankles feels like a...
Well, it's about how keeping your 10 toes on the stair the whole time. A lot of kids want to jump off that last stair.
And hurt their ankles.
And hurt their ankles. And Sergeant Salamander takes that very seriously, as anyone who listened to the PSA at the end of the first episode of Abnormals knows.
Okay, sure.
He's also legally required, because of an incident that happened in his youth, that he does have to really push ankle safety at least 12 times a year.
He ate a kid's ankles.
Just promise
me. Well, we can't discuss it.
Promise me, guys, you gotta use coasters. Promise me that if you leave a room, please switch the light off. They're really big about, conserving energy.
Absolutely.
Take your shoes off, in the house, and
try to clean up after yourselves. And if you wouldn't sit right on the furniture, maybe just kind of hover above it.
So we can't sit down?
So just sort of, if you just do a kind of a hover above, I'm worried about some of your staining potential, guys. So we'll just, it would be better if we stood. Let's stand in the middle right here and just wait.
I would actually love to have a little poke around. Come from a
butcher's.
I'll have a quick butcher's.
What is that?
Like a look around. I
know what it is, Griffin.
Oh yeah.
What's a butcher's?
It's like a look around.
Oh,
I'd like to stretch the old fetlocks myself.
The what?
Just promise me you're not going to go in the living areas, right? Because they definitely said not to.
No. Just sort of a, you know, I come from a wet headquarters myself, and I think it'd be cool to see how they go about doing things.
Yeah, keeping it moist without getting it moldy.
Yeah,
it's a constant. That balance is so crucial in a place like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I should ask. The other two are kind of more suited to this, but Roger, you're here in this like warm. It's like 85 degrees and humid. How are you doing, bud?
Not good. I think Roger has already unbuttoned his tuxedo suit, which he hated doing, but it is a little close.
Oh, going all natural, huh, Roger? And it's very, very far side, very cool.
And I think while the two of them are in discussion, I think... Roger has just slipped out of the room.
No, absolutely not. No. My absolute top pride is to keep an eye on these two and don't let them mess it up.
We're going to do a contested roll.
If Roger's trying to slip away, then I at least want a shot at it.
Okay. All right. Roger, are you using any special skills to try to slip away?
Let's see. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think just kind of just slipping out, so to speak.
Okay. Yeah. Both of you just rolled 2d8, so we're going to see how it goes.
I should get 3 because this is a native environment to me.
It is not a native environment. You said yourself you've never been here before.
Now, Travis, an environment and a location are two different things. I'm more adept in this environment.
Yeah.
You are okay. You know what? Because he's sweating, right, and hot, and maybe not the top of his game. I'm going to say you can have 3d8s, Justin. And also, you are, as you said, on high alert of keeping an eye on these two.
Okay. Well, what happened there is I got a 2, and then a 7, and then a 2.
All right, Roger. 2d8s.
I'm going to use one of my. TTS dice.
So, time to shine.
Are we in a mission, right? Is this a mission?
You're burning it?
Yes, this is a mission. You've been hired to do this.
Yep. I'm going to use one of my TTS dice.
Okay, great.
To sneak away from your son.
I will say this.
6, 4, 3.
You did. I mean, I rolled not knowing that you were going to do that. In fact, thinking that you were going to do the opposite because you said that. So I think that is cheating, but okay, we both got a big success.
With 2 mixed successes, Roger has left the room, but as soon as he's out the door, you notice he's not there.
Hey, Rog! Please, use a coaster, man.
I will.
Please put some garbage bags on your hooves.
Roger wears shoes.
We
can't keep litigating what kind of feet Roger people have.
Are they saddle Oxfords?
Everyone has human feet.
Everyone has human feet.
No, we can't.
Beautiful, gorgeous human feet.
Size 9.
Perfect.
Perfect toe.
Triple E.
Perfect piggies.
Perfect toe length.
Just perfect piggies.
Perfect piggies. Size 9. Plump as you
piggies,
like.
The piggies are in a flawless Fibonacci sequence of length.
Just as plump as you could like.
The golden ratio is satisfied.
A fine dusting of hair.
You should probably go...
An eye on invisible.
You should go keep an eye on him. I'm actually... The wetness in here, I'm ba-da-ba-ba-ba loving it. It is a little warm. I might go just take a quick dip in the cold tub, and then I'll come right back down.
Just
use... Where are you at?
Use a coaster.
It's a cold bathtub, but I'll... I'll bring a coaster in with me.
Where are you heading to, Raj?
Sergeant Salamander's security scenario.
Wow. Perfect.
Just for no reason, though.
Well, he's curious.
As far as you
he's
know.
He's a curious little fella.
Okay. We'll resolve you going downstairs in just a second, but when you get to the door, Roger, you see a keypad that is both numeric and alphabetical. Alphanumeric, one might say. And it is a sealed security door asking for a password.
While he's doing, once Roger leaves and once what's his other face leaves,
right.
I'm going to go to the main.
There's only three of you.
Well, and to be clear, Trev, there's actually only two of us that Justin is playing.
Yeah, outside of Justin.
And then I'm going to go down the main entry and just keep an eye on the front door.
Excellent. Okay.
I'm sitting in an armchair, just staring at the front
sitting
door.
Or hovering above an armchair?
Hovering above
if
the
I
armchair.
If I come downstairs and you're sitting in an armchair, no, I'm going to lose hovering. My mind.
Navy SEAL, as soon as you go down the steps to the lower level, it somehow feels even warmer or more humid or both down here, and you find yourself in a combination of spa and kind of training area.
Yeah.
To your right, you can see the Lazy River with a swim-up kind of lounge bar in the middle, and on the far side of that are a set of mud baths. The cold tub and the hot tub are directly across from you.
Yeah.
To your left is the meditation center. There is a pool with a large floating platform in the middle that is a like balance training belt. You would have two people stand on it and have a fight to maintain their balances, or you would stand in the middle while people tried to throw off your balance. And on the far side of that, you see the combination Rainforest Cafe and Rainforest Steam Room. Mm. You can see like a small kitchen and a table with menus and place settings and everything. From here, you can see one person kind of working it.
I got it. Just real quick, can I just...
Hey, so you are an employee here?
Scree! That's right, man. I'm Bat Mercer. Nice to meet you.
I turn and walk away immediately. I say nothing else.
It's short for Bat.
I say nothing else to this person. I walk away as quickly as I possibly can.
Scree!
Okay.
That's his bat scream.
Okay, I'm now looking at the orientation of this room. The cold tub is right next to the Rainforest Cafe, so I no longer want to go in that.
No. You have the hot tub between you and the Rainforest Cafe. Oh. You'd be safe there. But if you want to do something else,
you know what? I read on Goop that seal coats.
What?
Goop. I read on it.
Goople.
Huh?
I searched it on Goople.
I went on Goople and I found a Goop article. By
he gooped it?
By Gwyneth.
No, he goopled it.
By Gwyneth Paltrow.
He goopled it. Yeah,
by, let me do my joke.
Okay.
By Gwyneth Paltrow, who is a crow woman. And she said that if you get muddy, it helps the coat. No matter what type of animal you are, I head for the mud bath. I'm too curious.
Aw, yeah. You soak in the mud bath.
I get down to my shorts, and I get in that bath. I hang up my gear, and I soak, and I get one point of armor.
Give me 3d8s to see how well you relax.
Wow, I've never had to roll to relax before.
You've never had to try to relax.
Two success. Yeah, actually, that's not true. That's all I do when I relax. So two successes on that. I think I'm chilling like a villain.
You're chilling very well. You're going to pick up two practice makes perfect points.
Oh, my
points.
God. This game's so
as you
easy.
Relax.
This is the easiest. This is a game for babies.
Easy game for babies.
All right.
Roger, you find yourself at a security door that is currently sealed with a password. Sealed with a kiss.
Okay, describe these. You said it was a numerical?
It's an alpha numerical. So look down, Clint, where you're sitting. And you might see in front of you a keyboard. It's like that.
The tone. Okay. That's your father.
Hey, yeah. Dad. I love you so much. It's like a keyboard.
Okay. Change your diapers.
Is that better?
Change your freaking diapers.
Yes. I don't think he changed my diapers as much as Mom did.
Well. You might be surprised.
Dad loves that.
Or
Dad
I might not. That. That's what that implies.
You might be surprised to hear it was actually never.
I became very self-sufficient at a young age.
We just called you old Soggy Bottom.
Yep. Oh, that's where that came from.
Okay. I want to really... no, I tell you what. First, I'm going to breathe a little cloud of methane onto the keyboard.
Hold on. Just to clarify. I think that particular element is produced by the butt. I don't know if...
No, it's both. They burp it and fart it. Don't worry.
They burp it and fart it.
Okay, yeah. So you're just burping on their keyboard.
But I know what you're going for.
No, I mean, I just wanted to know if you... Hey, will you house sit for me? Sure. I'm going to fart on all your keyboards.
I'm going to give you pink eye.
Yeah. Sounds... Yeah. I've actually seen this with people on my Strange Addiction before. So this can happen.
Yeah.
Sulfur burps, they call them.
So I guess I'm going to use my CH4U and breathe a little cloud of methane on the keyboard to see if any of the keys have been used more than the other.
The power of methane.
Okay, now I have
the power of methane, which is high carbon content.
Absolute mad lad.
What are you? You're burping on the keys.
What I love is if the idea is that you're trying to do like a let me see which keys they've touched recently. These are slimy folks. They've left a residue almost certainly.
Well, the methane will really
activate
make them stand
the residue.
Out.
Sure.
And if this keyboard is just for this door, then they wouldn't be using all of the keys, just
exactly.
The ones. And maybe from there, I can narrow it down and try to figure out.
Trav, I'm sorry. He gotcha, man. This is scientifically so sound.
Yeah, okay. No, I was just looking at the difference between methane and the air that we breathe. And methane is lighter and traps heat better. So I don't know what that means here, but I'm going to say that it will have an effect. So give me a 3d8 roll and we're going to see how you do.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
3, 6, 5. Ooh,
2 successes. Nicely done. You're going to be able to see 4 numbers and 2 letters, but not obviously the order of those.
Right.
So the 4 numbers you're going to see are 6, 5, 8, and 2.
I got it. I already solved it.
Oh, you did?
I don't even need the letters, yeah.
They were numbers. It's one thing.
6, 5, 8, and 2. And then you see R and P.
I know what you can spell with that.
Of course.
Your assumption is that it spells something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With numbers.
Mm-hmm. Like the way a 3 can be an E.
Oh, I
use that stuff in
all
my passwords.
Well, you're 100% pure gamer.
That's true.
You don't have time to type letters. You're too busy leveling up in Fortnite.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm a big boy. I need tempo. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the advertisements here on the Adventure Zone. I'd like to tell you about Tempo.
And with us is special guest, J.K. Simmons.
Not my tempo.
Well, no.
It's not my tempo.
Have him say, like, that is my tempo.
Oh, that is my tempo.
Okay,
now
J.K.,
make him say, Griffin's the best.
And Griffin's the best. Give me pictures of Spider-Man.
You didn't tell him to say that. That was you.
He's
doing
on the
voice.
Headphones.
Okay.
He's got his own cans. He brought them from home.
Okay.
He's a professional.
Why do you guys like this?
What do you
mean?
Can
you just do a normal advertisement? Can you do like a normal, just do a normal ad?
Okay. So yeah, I'm a busy guy and so is Travis. He knows J.K. Simmons. So when you're busy and you're on the go and you want to eat good food, but you only have like 2 minutes to heat it up, you can still have really yummy stuff thanks to Tempo. This is my tempo. I'm talking about Tuscan bacon mushroom chicken.
Ooh.
I'm talking about 5-spice glazed chicken thighs.
Yeah, yes.
They got seafood options. They got chili shrimp rice bowl. They got so many stuff. They got protein pack stuff. They're always swapping around the menu, so you can always like try out new stuff, and it all tastes really good. And you can get it ready like really, really fast.
They and even J.K. Simmons likes it. He's the pickiest eater I know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. He has really specific tastes. And there is a special J.K. Simmons only menu on Tempo.
Yeah.
I eat pictures of Spider-Man.
If you go to tempomeals.com, you'll see an option that'll be like the special J.K. Simmons menu. When you click on it, it says, are you J.K. Simmons? It's like a CAPTCHA. And like, are you J.K. Simmons? And it tests you. And if it's not, then it'll be like, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. This is for J.K. only, it says.
Wow. So for a limited time, Tempo is offering my listeners 60% off your first box. Go to tempomeals.com/adventure. That's tempomeals.com/adventure for 60% off your first box. tempomeals.com/adventure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Guys, I got a mattress from Lisa, the luxury hybrid, and it is changing my life. First, I'm just going to tell you, first of all, it lays flat like this.
Yeah.
A lot of beds that I have had in the past are at a 45-degree angle or worse, Dracula style, 180.
Yeah.
So the Lisa mattress is flat, which we love. The next
that
thing,
is 180. I do just want to say that the flat is 180.
It's way longer than my body.
Okay.
A lot of beds, my head and feet dangle off of them like a child, like Will Ferrell in the film Elf.
Yeah.
And the elf beds. This is not like that. This bed is bigger than my body, which is incredible.
Is it thin like a tissue?
No. It's comfortable like a million tissues.
Whoa.
Sorry, it says here, don't compare it to a million tissues. No, it's got aerated, foam channels and an ultra breathable dual spring system. It's like sitting in between the balance of foam and spring. It's like living in the middle,
in the
mid space. It's the perfect balance. The in the shadow lands. And it can keep you cool. They got a chill hybrid too. If you want to go a little bit cooler,
like
advanced cooling, luxury quilt top. If you want, exactly.
I'm a chill hybrid.
Yeah,
you're a chill hybrid.
Yeah, half Travis, half electric.
Go to Lisa.com for 20% off mattresses, plus get an extra $50 off with promo code ADVENTURE, exclusive for our listeners. That's Leesa.com, promo code ADVENTURE for 20% off mattress, plus an extra $50 off. Support our show and let them know we sent you after checkout. Lisa.com, promo code ADVENTURE.
And check this out.
That's pretty good, Griffin.
Thanks.
Hey, a couple quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. To choose your own adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
Max Fun Meetup Day is on Thursday, April 23rd. Max Funsters from all over are getting together to hang out and celebrate their favorite podcasts. Want to go and meet some friends who like similar stuff and care about the same things as you? Head to MaximumFun.org/meetup to see where and when your local meetup is. Don't see one nearby? Host your own and make some new pals. All you need to do is pick a place that can hold a small group. A bar, cafe, park, library, wherever. Then fill out the form at MaximumFun.org/meetup. We'll add you to the page and help get the word out. So go to MaximumFun.org/meetup and maybe we'll see you on April 23rd.
Hello, this is Alden Ford.
And Mujan Zulfikari.
Two of the creators of Mission to Zix, your favorite improvised, obsessively sound-designed sci-fi sitcom here on the Max Fun Network. And the news is...
We're back! With an all-new miniseries set in the Zix universe, the Young Old Derf Chronicles.
Yeah.
Will Derf find his own killer before it's too late?
Ooh.
To find out how that question could possibly make sense, you just have to tune in.
Yeah, and as always, it's ambitious and labor-intensive to a frankly absurd degree.
Indeed.
So if you are looking for a little break from your own galaxy, we would love for you to check it out.
That's the Young Old Derf Chronicles. Search Mission to Zix, Z-Y-X-X, in your podcast app.
Or on MaximumFun.org.
Keep it fresh.
Now, as you sit there by the door, Lyle, Mud Puppy comes and starts rubbing against you and whining in its slimy way. And looking at its leash and the door.
Oh, man, I really can't. I gotta keep an eye on the place. Can you give yourself walkies? Oh, wow, you're cute and kind of upsetting. Oh, man. It's like looking in a small, bad mirror. All right, come on. I'll leash him up.
You hook up his harness.
I'll hook up his harness, and then I take him, I guess, out the front.
Make sure you grab the bags.
Yeah, I do. I sling them.
Because his droppings are upsetting.
No, I was just I was just thinking how wild it would be to have like a little human come up to you and try to get you to do stuff for it, and then I remember that's kids.
Man.
Yep, it's just like that.
Actually, harder to say no to those.
Yeah, true.
So you hook him up, you take him out for a little nighttime stroll, a little afternoon evening stroll, I should say. How long a walk do you think you're taking him on? Is this just a quick go out and potty?
Or I think we're staying in the immediate area. I don't want to get out of eyesight of the door. So I think I'm just trying to find whatever his sweet spots are within where I still have an eye line to the entrance.
Okay, great. Yeah. While he's taking them out, what are the other two of you working on?
Nice try. You're trying to trick me into not relaxing anymore. I sink even deeper into the mud, gaining even more practice makes perfect dude points.
You begin to choke as the mud fills your
lungs. Oh, no. Oh, God, wait.
No. Do you want to keep relaxing in the mud?
I think I do.
Great.
It'll take me a while to deep de-mud myself, right?
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
I don't want to talk to Bat Mercer anymore, like, for sure. And I can't get into any other body of water until I have demudded, because I'm not trying to, like, wreck their whole place.
Okay, yeah, give me another 3D8 roll.
Double success again. God, I'm good at this game.
Man, yeah, you're relaxed as heck, man. You're feeling like melted butter, you know what I mean? Like, you feel all the aches and pains of the day, every stress, every worry melting away. You're just having a grand old time.
I have a issue of goop with me that I brought, and I'm reading about, like, jackfruit.
Ooh. So it's pretty
What are you learning about jackfruit?
You can make anything out of it. Steaks, curds, spaghetti.
Whey?
No, probably not whey, but spaghetti definitely.
Excellent. Here's something about jackfruit. It's super stinky too, but durian's more stinky, so that's all anybody talks about.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Do I gain more practice makes perfect points for my...
Yeah, I mean, you get two more points, yeah.
Great.
Roger, you find yourself knowing that there's some order or combination of these six letters and numbers. What are you working on now?
Okay. Can you remind me of the names of the people, of the characters in Amphibophores?
I'll go ahead and give this to you because I'm a kind of benevolent game runner. This is not a word or code. This is just the numbers that he has picked for
the
record. Security.
Sergeant Salamander, Cecily, and Trey Frog. Noop and me.
Correct. I don't want you sitting there boggling your mind trying to find what these random numbers and letters make an anagram of.
You need to find this password, it sounds like, if you are going to learn this password.
Or I mean, you could brute force it. Noop brute force it. But it might take you a couple tries to enter them into different combinations.
Roger's gonna look around a little bit. Look around. Okay. He's currently in the study, correct?
He is right now. Yes, you are. I mean, in a little walkway betwixt the study and the security center. But yeah, you can be at the study.
Can I
look out for Colonel Mustard?
Can I do a deep dive? Just really look around the study and see what I can see.
Maybe he's the type that writes his passwords on a post-it note and like sticks it nearby.
You absolutely can. Do you have anything that helps you in your looking around?
No, but I think that needs to be the next thing I do when I get some kind of upgrade.
Excellent.
Well,
you know what? You know what I'm going to say? With counterfeit, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, counterfeit.
Yeah, this is, I mean, you're basically in, there's like shelves of books. In the study and things laid out. So I'm going to say that this is as related to like languages and stuff like that. If you want to use 3D8 in this circumstance, you can.
Okay. All right. I'll use 3D8. 672.
Two successes.
Excellent. Two successes. As you look around in this library, you notice that the books are all, it doesn't seem to quite be a Dewey Decimal System, but each book does have some kind of code down the side to remind where to shelve it away. And each one is two letters followed by four numbers.
All right, then I'm going to look for 6582RP.
I think with two successes, you're not able to find that exact set of numbers in that order. You can see that there's like HI for history. You can see that there is IN for instructional. You do find an area that is PR for poetry.
And is there a 6582 or any combination of those four numbers?
Give me another 3D8 roll now that you found the section.
7, 1, and 8.
Another two successes. You are rolling very well. You find a poetry book that is a collection of poetry about the glory of the salamander, and it is PR8526.
Okay. I see where this... Dad? Now, Dad?
Yes?
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Sometimes I hope so.
Seems a little too easy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It does. It seems actually quite complicated.
Which is why I think somebody would say that.
They want you to think it's 8526.
Can I open the book?
Yeah, can you open a book? No. Yeah. I think Roger can open a book without rolling.
There's a gun in here.
It's all here, the passport.
I'm just
going to
open
identities.
It up and read the first passage I see.
Oh, to the salamander. Its beautiful, slimy nature. Oh, how it moves through the water and the land. 'Tis truly God's favorite, the salamander. Let us all give thanks to the salamander and give hugs and kisses if the salamander consents. Hey,
Roger holds the book to his chest and closes his eyes and kind of basks in that sentiment, that moving ode. And then he goes out in the hallway and he punches numbers into the keypad.
Well, before you punch the numbers into the keypad, let's jump back real quick to Axel, yeah. Lyle and Mud Puppy as they return from their walk. How did the walk go? Was he a good listener?
He's a really good
boy. Is he a good boy, Mud Puppy?
Great boy. Well leashed.
Yeah, well leashed.
Very obedient. Stopped a robbery just like on his own. Just like I didn't even do anything. It was great. Yeah.
That's incredible.
He actually gave me the like raised eyebrows when it was time to put the bag underneath his holes. So it wasn't even a problem.
Oh, you just caught it. You caught it as it happened.
I know you don't. You are not a dog owner. You're not a dog haver. That's not how anyone does it. No one walks around.
You don't just catch it as it comes out.
Looking for facial cues for your dogs to be like, go ahead, assume the position. Bag me up, bro.
You've returned to the Amphibifortress carrying with you a just fresh bag of Mud Puppy leavings. And you approach the door and begin to unlock it when you hear behind you loud, like an industrial, like air blower kind of sound.
Behind me, like on the street or
yes,
inside
on
the house?
Street.
Okay.
On the street. Do you turn?
Yeah, obviously, yes. Assume. Yeah, just assume. Then okay. If I hear a sound, like, I'm going to look at it.
If you are on roll 20, make sure you're zoomed out.
Holy crap.
Yes, you turn and behind you, you see the Amphibiforce's greatest enemy. He's got a suit made of like hair dryers and dryer hoses, and he's hovering above the ground. And behind him is his army of henchmen known as the Hot Boys.
So it's hair, H-E-R-R.
Correct.
Dryer, and the Hot Boys.
And the Hot Boys.
I have never felt so insecure about our lack of a team name. Yeah. Because hair dryer and the hot boys, is
like, I'd follow them.
I want to join them, even though like the name of hair dryer is maybe a little problematic. But who am I? My name is Navy Seal. Who am I to?
I don't think it's problematic to just be German.
Yeah. That's a good point. I guess I didn't think of hair as being just a basically Mister. I've only heard it coming out of the mouths of bad Indiana Jones guys. I've never really thought of the word as being just Mister.
They gotta come up with a name for those villains he was fighting all those times.
Yeah, yeah, they need some branding.
Well, I mean, it's not as threatening if you just think, like, this is Mr. Mueller. Like, it's not as, like...
Aw, man, please don't do this.
Why? You're amphibious scum, it is I, Air Dryer.
Crap, man.
I have come to destroy my nemesis.
No, man. Just listen, man. Don't... Listen.
Yeah?
Can you not... Hey.
Sorry, who are you?
Clark. Hey, it's me, man. It's Axel Lyle. I'm an auxiliary member of the Amphiboforce.
Oh, you are new.
No, I'm old. Oh, they just don't have need of me a lot. An extreme firefighter. I've arrested you twice.
Oh.
I used to have a mullet.
Ah, yes. That helps.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Listen, can you not do this? Because they are not here. You can't defeat them.
Well, you have to understand I have brought my hot boys.
Yeah, and it's great. But this is their pad, and they kind of let me... This is the first time I've been here, and they kind of gave me a big responsibility of, like,
wait,
looking
after...
Wait,
so you have arrested... I'm doing the wrong accent. I'm from all over Europe. So you've arrested me twice, but you've never been in the building.
You have never heard a German person speak in your life.
No, that's correct.
Well, one time it was a citizen's arrest. I don't get a big opportunity to hang together with them very often. And I'm trying to change that, man. Trying to get in good with them, and they wanted me to sort of protect the spot, so don't just whatever you're doing, just don't do it, is I guess.
Let me
I'm
talk
saying.
To the hot boys real quick.
There's okay, guys, 30 so... of them, by the way. People at home, there's 30 hot boys on this this Roll 20 map.
Identical hot boys.
Yeah. And he turns to them.
You could probably tell each of them apart. They're
he
like,
turns to them
kids.
And he says, okay, guys, so it turns out Amphiboforce isn't even here. What do you guys...
Is this what he talks like to the hot boys?
Yeah. What do you guys think? And one of the hot boys goes, sir, I don't so much... But are we settled on hot boys? Is that what... Is it? Well, we took a vote, man, and you guys picked hot boys. Yeah, but the only other option was warm men, and they just doesn't... Well, okay, yeah, we can talk about it back. But
I liked warm men.
You liked warm men?
Because it sounds like war men. And that's pretty intimidating.
But that's confusing. Can't you see that, Derek? Because that doesn't fit in with, like, the theme.
And what happened to your accent? Wait, why are you not speaking their accent, boss?
Oh, I'm... Okay, for the last time, I'm not really German, right? But Mr. Dryer doesn't sound good. Mm. Hair dryer sounds good. I'm from Nebraska, man.
Another Nebraska.
I think we should still attack, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Hot boys, raise your hand. Yeah, raise your hand if we should still attack.
Derek raises his hand.
Okay. 25 of them raise their hands. Now raise your hand if we shouldn't attack. Kurt, okay, no hands. His hand. Kurt?
You asked for honest input.
You're right, Kurt, and I respect that. You'll still attack, though, if we all attack, though, right?
Kurt operates.
Okay, while they're taking this, while they're doing this, I run back into the house, and I scream,
Everybody, Amphibiforce, HQ, Maximum Security, engage! Lock it down!
Sorry, was something supposed to happen?
Computer, identify voice.
Voice unidentified.
Computer, identify Axel Lyle.
Axel Lyle.
Computer, identify Axel Lyle, auxiliary member of Amphibiforce.
Calculating. Hey,
start
analyzing.
Read all files beginning with A.
Okay, yeah. Hi, amphibian.
Aardvark.
Okay. Oh, here it is. Axel Lyle, junior auxiliary member, third rank.
I've actually been pushing that. Yeah, but I have clearance to activate maximum security lockdown and engage.
Derek, the hot boy, runs over and goes, hey, hair dryer, just wanted me to let you know you got 30 minutes to, like, clean all your stuff out and get out of here, and then we're going to take the fortress, okay?
Engage.
Okay. The door slams shut, and Derek's like, okay, just want to make sure.
Lock it down.
Hello, Mr. the Walrus. It's Krillium from work. I'm your henchman. Not that I'm wild about that title. Maybe lieutenant? I mean, you would say lieutenant. I'm getting distracted. Look, news. I followed Carver from Barker Industries, and I'm quite sure I have tracked him down to his hideout, so well done me. Yeah, it's some kind of warehouse. Won't lie, quite disappointing. So, I was wondering what you wanted to do next. Should we capture him? Okay, get some help and capture Carver. And you're always saying I should take more initiative, so... Okay, no, that's what I'm going to do. That's the plan. I'm going to call Crabbergale, see who's free, get everybody together, and then I'm going to capture Carver. Good, good. No, good. I will let you know how that goes. And don't you worry, sir. That video is as good as ours. As good as yours. It's your video. You've been very clear about that. So, I'll just sort of crack on. And if you get, like, 5 minutes, maybe just have a little think about my title. I don't know, Captain Krillium sounds kind of... I don't want to give you the idea. It should be yours. Right, I'll get on with that. Good. Okay. Love you. Bye-bye. Not love. I didn't mean to say love. Not love. Like, not love. I mean, like, work love. Respect. Sort of. Just bye, really. I should have just said bye. Imagine I just said bye. I should just hang up. Okay. Hanging up. That didn't work. Nope. You'd think this would just time out. I'm just going to destroy this phone. I'll call you from another one. I'll stop this recording. So this is going into the sea.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows.
Supported
directly
by you.